Parshas Kisei starts out Kisei Tzei L'molchom Aleivecho Nesonai Yashem Yashem Yodech V'shavisa Shivyoi. So I saw that there in Ma'ir Kisei Tzei is Lashon Yochid, Aleivecho is Lashon Rabim. Unesonai Yashem 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 Yodecho, it's also Lashon Yochid V'shavisa Shivyoi. So what's going on? How many people are fighting? Aleivecho, Yodecho, Kisei Tzei, it's Yochid Rabim. So, as Rabbi Yaakov Glinsky says, he says that the truth is that for the milchomas that Klal Yisrael would fight, there would only be yechidim that would fight. Especially after we saw in last week's parasha, this is like a hemshech of last week's parasha. It says ki when they came close to the mokom of the milchomas, ki tzirka v'aliyah l'ilochom elel. I'm sorry. V'yoki ki orvchem el milchom v'nigash akayim v'dibar l'om. V'yemer mi yish asher. Bonabayas Khadosh Vihanoho, Yinhuyashul Besoy, Misha Shinota Kerm Lehili, Yinhuyashul Besoy, Misha Arisishul in the Koho, Yinhuyashul Besoy, Mia Isha Yor Veracha Levo, Yinhuyashul Besoy, the Yimus Levavechov Kilavoi, and Layore Ayore Veracha Levo was Yori Meavir Shaviyode. So at the end of the day, how many people did they have that were fighting the Mohammeds? Just Mamash Yechidim. And that's the people who would win the Muhammad. That's Kisei Tzei L'Muhammad Ayivecho. The Yechidim are going out on all Ayivecho. Ayivecho v'gan t'klai Yisrael. But the mice of the people that are going out are just Oivim. And the truth is, if you look through the Psukim in Tanakh, it's amazing to see that throughout the Klal Yisrael, it was always Yechidim that went out for Muhammad. Klal Yisrael had the times of in the Midbar, they had 600,000 able-bodied people between 20 and 60. Lamaisa, how many people went to fight against Midian? Elef Lamate, Elef Lamate. 12,000 people went out to fight against Midian. If you look in Shoftim by Gideon, it says, Rebbeinu Shlom is talking to Gideon, they should go fight against Midian. So Rebbeinu Shlom says to him, there's too many people here. He says, Vayirmer Hashem al Gideon, Rav va'om asher itok mititias Midian v'yodom pen yisper alai Yisrael emari. Yodi Yoshiyani. Chas v'chalil, Klal Yisrael are going to say that it was us that did it. Kreichu yetim yodi yosan yisachayel azeh. There's going to be too many people fighting the war. That's what they're going to say. Too many people. V'at akorin abaznei om neymar, mi yori v'choreid, yoshev yitzmer mehari gilad. Go tell everybody, whoever is yori v'rach alivov, should go back. V'yoshev min om esrim u'shnaim elef, v'aseret alachim yishu. 22,000 people went back. They had 32,000 people, soldiers ready to fight. Rebbeinu Shlom says it's too many. 22,000 leave, he left with 10,000. Says Rebbeinu Shlom, no, still too much. Oyra Om Rav, Vayomer Shem Ogidon, Oyra Om Rav, Hurry to some Lamayim, it's a friend of the Choshom. Says, take them to the water and I'll have them drink, and then I'll see exactly who should be the ones that are going to be fighting. He takes them down to the water, and there's two different ways that people used to drink from the water. Either they would bend on their knees, or they would lie down and lap up the water with their mouth. So Yerimer Hashem, how many people were there? V'yi mispar malakikim v'yodam alpiyam sholish meis ish chol yeser om korol berkeim lishlis mayim. Out of the 10,000 people, 9,700 people bent down on their legs, on their knees, and 300 people they picked up the water with their hands and they drank it with their mouth. V'yomer Hashem al Gideon b'sholish meis ish hamalakikim oishi yatchem enasatis midim v'yodcha v'chol ha'om yelcha ishul mekaymoy. So the 9,700 people that were bowing down on their knees, that's because they're used to bowing down to the Baal. Used to be Oyved Avodah Zarah, so we'll take them out. Only left with 300 people. They went to go fight a major war with Midian with 300 people. That's because Rebbe says 32,000 people is too much. 10,000 people is too much. 300 people. That's how many people. And the truth is that even Bizmanenu, you see with the war is Bizmanenu. But so anybody wants to say that the wars in Klal Yisrael, that they're, you know, We need the from Yidden to be part of the Tzavat. It was never about numbers. Klal Yisrael was never about numbers. They said a joke. They used to the Maskilim made a play in Brisk, and they had they're going out. Everybody's going out for war. All the Yidden are going out for war, and you see that there's 100 people on the stage. And Mia Isha Shir is Baris, Shir Banabayas, Velechanocho, Yelech Yashle Beisoy, and 5 people leave. Mia Isha Shir, not the Karen Lechilo, Yelech Yashle Beisoy, another 5 people leave. Mia Isha Shir is Isha, Velechanocho, Yelech Another 5 people leave. 90 people leave. Whatever, another 75 people leave. Because there's 2 people left on the stage. The Shagat Aryeh and the Goyin. There's 2 people left. Then the curtains close and the end of the play. The kids are mamash making fun of kids. The word got to Reb Chaim Mibrisk about the thing. He says the Afrika was learning from it. He says it's Emes. He says they forgot the most important point, that the 2 people that were left at the end, they won the war. That was in a Hanami, Klai Yisrael, the 2 people at the end, they won the war. So we're talking about, and that's how it was in Klai Yisrael. Klai Yisrael was the people went to go fight against Midian. They had hand to hand combat then. They didn't have. They went into the people's houses. All the stuff that they took off, they took off of women their jewelry. They were in people's houses. They weren't like sitting in the Gulf with on an aircraft carrier throwing Tomahawk cruise missiles, and for the safety of their aircraft carrier. They went in. It's like going into Jenin and in between the buildings, hand to hand combat. This is what it was. And the 12,000 people that went out, and no one died. No one was killed. That's how the Muhammads were by Klai Yisrael. So it was mamash anashim gedolim that they went out. They weren't even scared of aveir derabanan shevi'odam. And what happened? So at the beginning of the parasha, ki seitz l'mochama l'gachon, nesan rei sham l'kecha b'yodam ha-shevi'yot ha-shevi'yoy, v'ri'iso ba-shevi'yo eishe sifas toya, v'choshak tova v'lakta f'l'isho. We're talking about, who are you talking about? We're talking about the tzaddik yadah, right? The 2 people that are left there in the play. Imagine they're coming back home with the shikta. That's what happened. They went to the war and they came back with the shikta. Mamish with the lowest of the low. What's the shot? How did it happen? So Yaglinsky wanted to tell, he said that you see the koyach of the achdus of Klai Yisrael. You see that when you're together with other people in a chanami tshemer a person, even though the people could be a much lower madriga than he is, he's from the gedolim. When he's by himself, anything can happen. He's by himself, then it can be from the highest of the high down to he brings back a shikta with him. And that's really the koyach of a klal, and the koyach of, besides that, loyibotzer mehem kol asher yozmu la'asos, like it says by the Migdal Bavel, that when people are mitzachah together, klal yisol for kabal tater, nidu ki yishecha b'leivechon, when klal yisol is all together, the achdus is a tremendous koyach. But even without that, just for a person to stay by his madrega, that it's extremely important that he has the framework of a community, of a chabura, of whatever it is, a shir, something that keeps him in his place. And b'chlal, you see that. You see that the mashal that we always say here is a person leaves, say, there at 6:30. Everybody's in their seats. Guys leave, say, at 6:30, and you see, all of a sudden, right after that, that's what you're holding the people in your place. The fact that you have the tzibur there, that's what's holding people in place. Once people start leaving and you're by yourself, then that's it. It gives the a person by davening also, if he knows this whole tzibur is davening together, to be together with it, it's machayev him. If he knows his olam is learning, he'll be there. It's a very big koyach to be a chelik of a tzibur. And a person should always be a chelik of a tzibur. It's a person, somebody who's asking me this past money, he wants to learn by himself, I want to know. He said, if you need an extra seat, so maybe I'll learn somewhere else. And I was told that they now opened up an Ubi's Medrash over here, downstairs. It used to be our office, after we left Snag Gabriel's office, at the porch downstairs on the second floor. But now they closed it into Ubi's Medrash. If you need the overflow from the Chaburo, you go downstairs. If you have this man, we don't have any overflow. But I don't like to send people downstairs, because then you're not part of a Chaburo. What's Machayev you? Who's holding you in a framework? Who's there? Who's next to you? In what way are you part of a group? When you're part of a chabur, it's a much bigger machayev. You're besides the tulpa chavirim and everything else that comes with the chilek. But you have that mizgeret of the chrayis of being part of a chabura, and the fact that the chabura that holds a person. It's a, when you're part of a group, then it holds a person. When a person's out by himself, then you don't know. You don't have the. That's mitzad echon. Mitzad sheni, though, there's also a ma'ala, like Rishos Lanter would say, to be part of the tzibur. Be a isha a tzibur tzichumlay. If somebody has a position that the tzibur needs him, then it's a big zchus for him adin, because it's not just he doesn't just have his own zchuyus. He has the zchuyus from the entire tzibur that needs him. And b'etzem every younger man who's learning Torah is a person that the tzibur needs. It's only b'zchus the Torah that we're hearing, that we're saved from everything that's going on. It's only Terim Magnum Matlim. But even without that, you're Rabban Tzichelai, because every person is Terim to the Pilbo Chaverim, every person is Terim to the atmosphere in the Chaburo. It's certainly a schus for to be part of a tzibur. It's not just for yourself to make sure that you don't fall. It's also a schus for Yamadin. That's mitzad echad, as being part of a tzibur. Mitzad sheni, a person has to be careful not to just get swept up with the tzibur. A lot of times a person will get swept up with the tzibur, especially in such a case where he's the biggest tzaddik in the tzibur. So then he rests on his laurels because no one else compares anyhow. And if the whole tzibur is doing such a thing, and the whole tzibur is, so then I'll go with it also. And if you just sort of cruise control, you go with the waves, whatever the tzibur is doing, that's what you do. Which very often it can be good, like we said. A person has to be careful that it shouldn't be to his detriment also. It says that on Rosh Hashanah, everybody is able to fun of Kivnei Marim. Chazal say, what's Kivnei Marim? They give three different examples. One example is Kechayolei Shishol Beis David. One example is Kealiyah's Beis Marim, is a very narrow place that only one person go up at once. Or like Tzarim, that are going through the getting tithes, they're going through from Isis. So Rav Volbel points out, he says, at the end of the day, whichever way you slice it, either any of the three pshatim, they're all the same Yisrael. Everybody's going by themselves. It's either Chayolei Shishol Beis David, that they met, each person walks out by himself, every soldier walks out by himself, or it's such a narrow place that each person can walk by himself, or every sheep goes through the corral by themselves. But Lamaise, at the end of the day, each person is by themselves. Because by Yom HaDin, you can't throw it at anybody else. What do you mean? Everybody was doing this. Right? What did they say from the Neid Yehuda? It's Mount Lamaise that somebody in the Neid Yehuda shul called somebody else in the shul and called him a nickname. Maybe a derogatory nickname. That was not so. Kitzer, he turned white, and he says, "Mechanashim lechaver, mechanashim lechaver." So another person says, "What do you mean? That's what everybody calls him." So he says, "Everybody calls him. There's room for everybody again. There's like no lack of room over there. That's not it's not mutter just because everybody does that. Not to, a person came when he's coming to Yom HaDin. There's no throwing it on anybody else, where." Every person has got their own thing. It says, "Mishi yiras chetoi koydamis lechachmasoi chachmasoi miskayemis." What does it mean, yiras chetoi? In fact, the Maharal, yiras chetoi, mishi yiras chet koydam lechachma. What's yiras chetoi? So he says, every person has their own chet that's miyuchat to them, and they have to have a yira which is for their chet. He says that even if other people will look at you funny in what you're doing, because they don't understand why you have to do that, but lemaisa, that's your year as chet, because you know that this is what you have to do to prevent yourself from being nechshal. It says in this week's parasha, "Ki yivne bayis chodosh v'asiso makel legagecho." Ki yivne bayis chodosh v'asiso makel legagecho. So saw Pidrash that they were saying, "Ki yivne bayis chodosh." Person is doing tshuva, so he's building a new house. He's building himself up from v'asiso makel legagecho. You want to make sure that you don't fall back to where you were. Make sure that you put a maika. Make sure that you put a siyog. You put a fence around that you're not nechshal. And that's almost all the mitzvahs that we do. All the rabbanans are that way, which is come out all the mitzvahs that we do. Like we mentioned in the past, how many mitzvahs deraisas do we have on a standard weekday? A few. Mamish. Limud Torah, tzitzis, tefillin, birchas hamazon, maybe tefillos, machlekes, right? Kriyat Shema. Out of the 613, there's not many of the mitzvahs deraisas that we have. There are loitah says that we're Mimela always, but a lot of the things that we do are derabbanans. A lot of the things that we do, either mitzvahs derabbanans or being careful derabbanans, and not eating chicken and meat together, derabbanans. There's a lot of things. Shemitah, bizman hazeh, it's only derabbanan. Right? What the whole Eretz Yisrael and the whole world is going crazy about, it's only derabbanan. It's not just only derabbanan. That's really, sisa mishmeres hamishmarati, is that, like it says by Nazir, and Nisil Sharon points out, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu showed you by Nazir, that by Naziris, the Iker Isser is the Yayin, and nevertheless, the Torah says, what's Asr is anything called Yetzi Megefen HaYayin, is Al Tashmiro, so too, that's what everybody's supposed to do with all the mitzvahs. And that's really all the derabbanans that we have. But a person has to make sure that he has a siyog for his own specific things that he's nechshalim. Not to just rely on, and even if the person is going to, other people might laugh at you, and other people, the ma'isa to be a Yorei Shamayim has to be his own, he has to go his own way. The Gemara tells about Rav Amram Chassida, the Gemara Kedushin says, that Rav Amram Chassida was once they brought a bunch of captive women to town, and they stayed by Rav Amram Chassida's house, and he put them up in the attic, and he took the stairs, the ladder, which was generally needed 10 people to carry it. He took it away. That way there would be no, he got a bunch of people to carry it and moved it away. That way no one could go up to the attic where the women are. There won't be a shalat yichud b'chul. Kitzer, he's Zer Amal Chasido from the Amiroim HaChashuvim, from the Chasido. We're not talking about, think of the biggest tzaddik that you can think of. Like, you know. And one of the women passes by on the upstairs and he catches a glance. He quickly goes with superhuman strength. He grabs the ladder and he puts it on the, puts it by the entrance to the attic and he starts walking up. And then he catches himself and he starts screaming, Nura Be'amram, Nura Be'amram, there's a fire under Bam's house. All the Talmidim come running and they see what's going on and they're like, ah, so embarrassing. How could he do that to us? They see that you're walking upstairs, they're like, Kitzur, he says, it's better that you should be embarrassed from what I did in this world, and in the next world you see that I was Chasr Chalil and Nechshon. Now, Rav Amram Chasido, anybody else, if you would ask them what they should have done in such a situation, definitely that's not what they should have done. Rav Amram Chasido realized that this is what he has to do in this situation, so it doesn't make a difference. Yeah, in Echalami, other people laugh at him. Yiras Chetoy. That means you have to do whatever it is. Mutav Shikarei Shreite Kol Yom Aviel Rosh Hashalachas. We're not even talking about these type of things. Things that people, when a person has a problem with Shmiras Anan, so he takes off his glasses in the street. That's what you have to do. Do we see the Gedolim? They take off the glasses. They come on. You can think of learning. B'chulo, look down. There are other things to do. Laugh at the guy. I'm not saying that you have to. I'm not saying you have to. I'm saying that you do something. You're scared that people are going to laugh. Every person's got to figure out what his kills years. It's not to go just with what the Eilim does. Mitzad echad to yes, be part of the Eilim, and it's a schus, and it's a tzirich, and it's a schus for Yamadin, and it's a way to keep the person in line. But mitzad sheni, person has to make sure that, especially when he's being boina by his chodesh during El, during Yom Deroim, to see what's miyuchad about his. Where can I make a siyog? Where the siyog that I should make? Before being chayzer b'tshuva on what we did and being make this yog, they shouldn't come there in the first place. If you know that when you speak to XYZ, there's always a problem of lashon hara, then you have to decide that I'm only going to speak to XYZ when I'm together with somebody else. That'll prevent me from doing it. If it's a spouse, then it's a little bit difficult. But you have to come up with other ideas. But not to get yourself into the shell in the first place. And that's very individual. That you can't be samech on the tzibur. That's kol shiras chetay demes chachmas neskayamis. That you have to take your yiras chet, your own specific thing that you have to work on, and make your siyog there. And then you'll have the mile of the tzibur mitarechon and the mile of the yechidus of your own special cheshbon nefesh, your own yiras chetay. And with that, we'll be able to be zeicha beizor Hashem b'din.